Hi everyone, it's Adam from Monkey Tennis here. Just saying a huge thank you to all of you that have supported my charity appeal so far. For those that haven't heard about it, this September I'm going to be swimming 15 kilometres between five islands in Cornwall. I'll be swimming the Isles of Scilly, that's Scilly, S-C-I-L-L-Y. I'm doing it because I want to, but also to raise money for CALM, the campaign against living miserably. It's a well-known statistic that 125 people in the UK die by suicide every week, and CALM run a free and confidential helpline for people to speak through their problems and ultimately to help prevent suicides. I'm looking to raise enough money to train two new phone workers to man those lines, and I'll be doing it by swimming the Isles of Scilly in Cornwall. If you're looking to support me, it would be greatly appreciated. You can donate at justgiving.com. Just go there and search for Adam Swim Scilly. That's Adam Swim Scilly, S-C-I-L-L-Y. All donations greatly appreciated. Thank you for helping me to support CALM. And now, on with Monkey Tennis.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Monkey Tennis?
You better believe it, babe. There's a new chat in town.
Monkey Tennis?
Ice white shoes, ice white socks with navy blue double cadet strap.
Aha!
Monkey Tennis?
I've just been told that Roger Moore is at Chiswick Roundabout.
Monkey Tennis?
Oh, what the heck? Rock and roll, it's Oliver Parr!
Monkey Tennis?
Yes, I am in a jacuzzi sipping spunt.
Allen.
And on that bombshell.
Monkey Tennis?
Hello Pod fans, Adam off of Monkey Tennis here. Just to say a quick hello and welcome to this mini episode. We've got a lot of exciting news and revelations for you, talking about Partridge's return to the BBC, a very special live show we have coming up next month in Manchester. Obviously, there's a few more details of our London show this November at the Prince Charles Cinema, and all sorts of other good news and factoids about what we'll be up to later in the year. So I'm now going to pass you direct and live over, not live, not direct really either, over to Tom and Nick in the Monkey Tennis studio. Over to you guys.
Thank you, Adam. We are here in sunny London town with 75% of the Monkey Tennis team.
The best three.
The best, yeah.
The most important three.
We can all agree on that.
We can all around this table, I think we can all agree that.
Absolutely.
And that very best 75% is Nick Alder.
Hello.
Tom Dark.
Hello.
And myself, Tom Stab. So, Adam's not here. Producer Jed's not here. I mean, if Jed was here, what do you reckon his one word would be that he would be allowed to say?
Oh, it'd be something awful and controversial.
Oh, some kind of random condiment, probably.
Burger sauce.
Yes, burger sauce.
Two words. Tell you what is also two words. Comic-Con. Why have I said Comic-Con?
This is interesting. Yeah, Where are you going with this?
Well, it's because we've got some exciting news. We're going to be there. We're going to be at Manchester Comic Con.
What?
No.
Full contingent, though. That is important.
So Adam will be there.
Adam will be there.
Okay. All those
Adam fans out there, Don't worry. Adam will be there. The host will be there. So, details. We're going to be doing Manchester Comic Con on Saturday, the 29th of July. It's at the Manchester Central, which I guess is like a big sort of conference arena. I haven't been to a Comic Con. Nick, you have.
I have been to Comic Con before. I haven't been to Manchester before, so this is a first for me. But Comic Con, like as an event.
Hang on, you mean you haven't been to Manchester in general ever?
Manchester Comic Con.
Right, fine.
I have been to Manchester and it was very nice. If you haven't been to Comic Con, it's a great day out. There's panels, there's talks, there's Q&As, there's meet and greets, and it's all kind of like centred around film, TV and the wider culture, like, you know, there's wrestling stuff and things like that. So it's pretty varied. There's loads of stuff going on and it's a really, really good day out.
And we've been invited to do a live podcast there.
Must have been some kind of admin error.
Yeah,
that
I mean, let's
happened.
Not question that.
But it's fine.
It's all confirmed.
Yeah. We've slipped under the radar somehow. Tom, what are we going to be talking about when we're at Comic-Con in Manchester?
So, We're going to be doing Scissor Dial as a live podcast. Scissor Dial, if you haven't seen it, was a Alan Partridge special that went out last year on Sky Atlantic.
Yep.
I think we can all agree that it's really good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I really enjoyed it.
I think the best bit of Partridge TV we've had probably since, well, probably the last specials, to be honest.
I think it ups the game of as well, kind of after Mid Morning Matters. I think it's a step up. It's different, but it's a step up.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably the best bit of Partridge telly since probably Places of My Life, which was a special about a year before that or something.
Yeah, and I guess the reason why is that the writing isn't so focused around a series where there's just so much more. It's just focused on a maybe 45-minute special of just pure, of just gag. It's gold, rather than having to, you know, concentrate on filming and writing a whole series.
The other good thing about this as well is Scissor Dial is set in and around Manchester, and we're going to be in Manchester.
Good point.
So what better way and place to discuss Scissor Dial than in Manchester?
It's almost like we planned it that way.
Yeah. Almost.
sheer luck, obviously.
So, if you do want to come and see us doing a live podcast of Scissor Dial at Manchester Comic Con on the 29th of July, tickets are nearly sold out, and you can get those at mcmcomiccon.com/Manchester.
Since we decided to drop a little mini app for you here to share this exciting Comic Con news, it's actually quite timely because there's been some other quite significant Partridge news that happened last week as we sit here, which was Steve Coogan was on The One Show the day after the general election and dropped a Partridge bombshell, which was there is new Alan coming to the BBC next year.
That is massive.
Incredible.
Yeah. That is massive.
And I'll be honest, I think Alan being back on the BBC as opposed to Sky is good news for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Sky.
Especially for the viewers of Alan Partridge and those numbers.
Yes, you can actually see it this time.
The commissioners have moved on. The crimes of the past have been forgotten. Come back to the BBC.
Come on, Tony Hares, back from the grave.
Yeah.
So in case you didn't see that, I think we're going to play a little clip of him on The One Show now.
Yeah, this is what he had to say.
Now, I understand you've got a bit of good news for us on the Partridge front. What can you tell us?
Well, Alan will be back on BBC screen.
Yes.
In early next year. There'll be a lot of Alan on telly next year. Yeah. If you can wait that long. Yeah.
Hang on, so this is a scoop. We didn't know this. This wasn't public knowledge yet, was it?
Well, it's sort of been... I've heard rumours.
So what will Alan's role be? Can you disclose that?
I'm trying to do a leak to the press about it.
Well, you've just done it.
I've just done it. Like,
it's just happened.
Yeah. He'll just be back on a show. It might be a bit like this. It's kind of show, maybe.
Hang on.
In fact, I'm here to do research.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
We're here to be your inspiration.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
There we go. So, Alan Partridge back on the BBC, confirmed for 2018. And as you heard in that clip, Steve Coogan saying there's going to be a lot of Alan on your screens next year.
A lot of Alan on telly next year. I'm excited.
So, should we speculate as to what the format of the show will be?
Absolutely. Cue the wild speculation. Let's go. Tom Sav, what do you think?
Well, he kind of alluded to it there, saying it's going to be a little bit like The One Show. Mm. Now, he says a little bit like The One Show, not like The One Show. So, basically, are we looking at some kind of chat show? He's going to have celebrity guests, he's going to have musical guests, and are those guests going to be real life?
The thing, are they going to be celebrities or characters?
But
well,
if it's,
I
if
feel
it's,
like it's going to be celebrities. Yeah, I don't know why I feel like it's going to be,
well, it's interesting because it's either going to be Kim Ki Wap part 2 essentially, where it's all actors playing fictional guests, or is it real life celebrities and a bit of a Mrs. Merton type style?
Yeah, I would like to see it be sort of Mrs. Merton style.
I think that would be very good.
Yeah, we know how good Mrs. Merton was, and also I don't feel like they're going to want to do something that is basically a rehash of exactly what they've done before.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And you know, I think people, you could get into a danger of getting people in who don't know who Alan Partridge is, so you could get into a kind of Ali G situation where the guests don't know what it is. I don't think they'd want to do that either.
Yeah.
So I think you'd have to have people who are in on the gag and know exactly what
is going
on.
I think that's exactly how it works. I think then it's probably, well, I'd imagine, kind of about pushing the boundaries, like how rude can Alan be with actual real-life big-name celebrities and stuff like that,
What I like about this the most is hopefully he will reference being back on the BBC.
Yes.
after so many years away, and he is going to absolutely love that. It's going to be brilliant. He is going to be puffed up.
puffed up like an owl.
Yeah.
He's never been on BBC One either, has he? I think he's always been BBC Two.
Well, we don't know he's going to be on BBC One, do we?
I've assumed that. What I've done there is I've absolutely assumed it's going to be
I love
BBC
an assumption
One.
And I love speculation.
Maybe he will go back to BBC Two.
This is gold. This is what the people want.
Unless he's got an iPlayer exclusive, which...
you know what, yeah, it's probably BBC Three straight on the iPlayer. Sorry, Alan, no one to watch. But yeah, I mean, I wonder, like, you know, the format could be a bit different. So instead of it trying to be a Graham Norton, Jonathan Ross style chat show, it could be a bit more like The One Show. So they could have all those kind of like random VT pieces about people rolling cheese down hills or whatever it is that's happening that week. So, and you can have a bit more fun with it that way as well, because then Alan's not just confined to the studio. Yeah.
There could be a mixture of both. You could have a kind of Philomena Kunk type character coming in and doing sort of like pieces to camera or little like mini docs within the show that are, you know, not real and, you know, just...
That makes it a lot more like how something like The One Show works.
Yeah, and will Psychic Simon be
involved? That's what I was going to say, like, will he get...
Yes, surely he's the roving reporter.
Yes, Psychic...
Okay, so basically, we're scripting this now.
Yes.
So if the Gibbons brothers want to give us a call and get us involved, we are available.
And what I would say is that if this does go out next year and it is exactly how we've described, we've put our episode out first, so therefore we will surely be entitled to some kind of royalty.
I think that's definitely... correct.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, that is legally binding, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
excellent.
So.
Good.
But I was just thinking about it. I do think kind of Alan, the character, being with real world people, if you look at his recent appearance, well, kind of recent appearances on things like TFI, doing Jonathan Ross, where he's done that, I think it works really, really well. Mm. So I would like to think that's what they're going to continue. Like Alan co-hosting TFI a couple of years back was absolutely amazing.
That was brilliant. And him promoting iPartridge on Jonathan Ross was really good as well. Yeah. So, you know, maybe they will take that as inspiration and go, well, this worked. Let's get Alan as sort of a real life character talking to real life human beings that people know and celebrities in a chat show format will work.
I mean, basically, if it's like that, it's going to be brilliant.
The question is, though, how do you script something like that? Because Alan is very scripted. Like, it would rely quite a lot on being sort of off the cuff and reacting in real-life situations.
The way they did Know Me, Knowing You, like, you know, he generally had an earpiece and would take direction from Unichi and people. So I think, they'd have a rough script of where they want things to go, but I think they'd probably ad-lib quite a lot as well, I reckon.
So, another series then for us as well. Do we kind of get some kind of tangential series approval as well for Monkey Tennis?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen, isn't it, somehow?
Basically, it means that we are sticking around for a lot longer. Yeah.
Whether you like it or not. We were ready to wash our hands of him, but we'll be back.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
and have you guys both watched the whole bit with Coogan on The One Show here? He was on for about 13 minutes overall, so it's quite a long chat he did.
I mean,
I've not seen it.
Of course, of course. Nick's never seen anything. He doesn't even know who Alan Partridge is. so I did just think it was quite interesting. He was basically booked to be on to promote Nomad in paperback. But apart from the amazing bombshell that opens the interview about Partridge coming back on the BBC, the rest of it is basically him Tory bashing and telling people that Labour are great. It's a bit like, you almost forgot that, there is a book, but, whatever.
I like the bit where he goes, well, Theresa May hasn't just got egg on her face, she's got egg, beans, toast, sausage and a cup of tea.
And bacon.
All over her face.
No reference to burger sauce, though.
Burger sauce is not a breakfast condiment.
Exactly.
On that we agree.
Couldn't agree more.
Good.
Couldn't agree more. And I also did think Coogan looked remarkably relaxed and happy in this interview as well. Like,
he just got a commission from the BBC.
Good point.
Exactly. He's on the BBC.
He's back on the gravy train.
Yep.
£200,000 a year.
Maybe that and Labour doing better than people thought.
Exactly,
probably. Yep. But it's a really great interview, and it is on YouTube still, unless it's been taken down. It's worth having a watch if you haven't seen it.
Yep, we can post a link to that.
Yeah, we can post a link.
And I think we're all agreed that having Alan back on the telly for 2018 is a positive thing. We're looking forward to it, I think.
Absolutely.
Can-do-go situation regarding a new series.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, so guys, that basically covers what we're going to be doing in 2018. Essentially, whether we like it or not, we're locked into that now. So I think the big question that remains, what are we going to do with Monkey Tennis for the rest of 2017? I know the people want to know what we're going to do.
Well, I think we should tell them, don't you?
Absolutely.
I think it's time.
Well, Monkey Tennis fans out there will be delighted to know that we're going to be tackling iPartridge, the 2011 autobiography that covers Alan from birth all the way up to his time at North Norfolk Digital.
Not North Norfolk's best music mix.
Thank you, Nick. It's very important to remember
get
that.
Get that right, yeah.
So we're going to put that out in the autumn. And yep. I think we all loved iPartridge, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I mean, right.
And there's new Partridge to cover as well. It kind of covers off the stuff that we've already talked about, where he's staying in the Travel Tavern, where he goes to North Norfolk, which is obviously part of Mid Morning Matters. But I think the point being, there is new Partridge to cover here. There's new areas to mine.
It fills gaps.
Yeah, even if it's Partridge eras that we've covered with I'm Alan Partridge and Kim Kiwap, easy for me to say. I think, yeah, the genius of the book is getting Alan's kind of insight and his slightly skewed perspective on everything. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, it's those little touches, like he never refers to Lynn by name. It's always my assistant. Yeah. And then him just like, even his sort of ego in the television series is very much replicated on the page as well.
Yes.
It's brilliant. Yeah. And also, I mean, I don't know, I assume a majority of people would have done this. If you haven't read iPartridge, go out and maybe not even read it, listen to the audiobook, because it's read by Steve Coogan as Alan Partridge. Yeah. And I think that's the...
I think the audiobook is the best way to explain it.
Yeah, I haven't actually read it. I've only listened to the audiobook.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, so...
Better get reading then, guys.
Yeah, so looking forward to doing that. And so iPartridge will be hitting your iPods and generic MP3 devices in the autumn.
iPods? No one's going to be listening on an iPod in 2017, surely.
Yeah, but this came out in 2011, so...
So they're going to go back to the...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, doesn't make sense.
All right, fine.
Anyway, so we're going to be doing iPartridge for the next series, and that's going to be in autumn.
Yep.
Running through till probably, what, November time?
And what's happening in November?
Ooh, I can't remember. Nick?
Well, we've got a live show, haven't we? I mean, that's in my diary. Tell me that's still going ahead.
I've booked a holiday, actually. So
let me do it on my own.
not for the 22nd of November, hopefully.
Yeah, no, I was flying on the 22nd of November.
Cancel it, because that is when we will be hitting the stage again at the Prince Charles Cinema for Monkey Tennis Live.
Ah, that's going to be our special on Knowing Me, Knowing You All.
But even better than that, we're going to be joined by Simon Greenall, otherwise known as Michael the Geordie.
That's it. So we've got an actual Partridge alumni guest.
Finally.
We've been trying for
so long.
And we've got Michael the Geordie. I think if you were to pick someone outside maybe
better.
Of Coogan as like the head, you know, the head honcho behind Partridge, you'd pick Simon Greenall, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to hear what stories he's got about filming.
He's going to have a lot more insight than us. I know that sounds hard to believe, but he's going to have a lot more stories.
It's too hard to believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you do want to come to that, tickets are available. You can get them at postpoppodcast.com/monkeytennislive.
So that concludes this mini episode of Monkey Tennis with the best 75% of the team.
The very best.
The best.
Absolutely. In summary, we are going to be at Comic-Con on the 29th of July in Manchester. The next series of Monkey Tennis will be covering iPartridge, releasing in autumn of this year. There is a live show at the Prince Charles Cinema on November the 22nd where we will be discussing Knowing Me, Knowing You All. And finally, there is going to be new Partridge in 2018, which means even more Monkey Tennis.
Yes.
So,
yes.
On that bombshell, thank you and goodbye.
Hello, it's Adam again. So there you have it. Lots of exciting Monkey Tennis and Alan Partridge news over the coming months, starting with us dissecting Scissored Isle live on stage at Manchester Comic Con at the end of July. To get tickets for that, head to mcmcomiccon.com/Manchester. Obviously, we'll also be tackling Knowing Me, Knowing Yule this November at the Prince Charles Cinema in London. You can get tickets for that at postpoppodcast.com/Monkey Tennis Live. And in between the two, we will be looking at iPartridge in painstaking detail, whether you like it or not. If you've got any questions, queries or comments about any of the Partridge projects we're going to be tackling, please get in touch. ThePartridgePod@gmail.com, twitter.com/ThePartridgePod, and facebook.com/ThePartridgePod is where you'll find us. That's pretty much it from me. Hopefully see you soon, maybe in Manchester. Okay, bye!
Monkey Tennis?
You better believe it, babe. There's a new chat in town.
Monkey Tennis?
Ice white shoes, ice white socks with navy blue double cadet strap.
Aha! Monkey Tennis?
I've just been told that Roger Moore is at Chiswick Roundabout.
Monkey Tennis?
Oh, what the heck? Rock and roll, it's Oliver Parr!
Monkey Tennis?
Yes, I am in a jacuzzi sipping spunt.
Alan.
And on that bombshell...
Monkey Tennis?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.